In December 2003, moviegoers were treated to a vivid recreation of the Battle of the Crater in the movie Cold Mountain, directed by Anthony Minghella. Though the battle, which was fought just outside Petersburg, Virginia, on July 30, 1864, was not included in the original work of fiction by Charles Frazier, it was used in the film as a dramatic opening to set the stage for Inman, played by Jude Law, and his decision to leave the Confederate Army and head back to his lover, played by Nicole Kidman, still living in western North Carolina and working desperately to make ends meet. The opening sequence presents the important stages of the battle, including the initial massive detonation of explosives under a Confederate salient, the advance of Federal soldiers into the crater, and the hand-to-hand combat that left thousands dead and wounded, resulting ultimately in a decisive victory for General Robert E. Lee's Army of Northern Virginia. The movie accurately portrayed the bloody fighting in and around the crater, and probably satisfied the demands of most Civil War enthusiasts. The movie also briefly acknowledged the presence of United States Colored Troops, USCTs. At one point in the battle sequence, a black Union soldier and a Native American in Confederate uniform exchange glances. Minghella's negotiation of the race issue, however, avoids any references to the well-documented executions of many black soldiers after their surrender. Minghella's historic representation of the Battle of the Crater takes its place in the long and complex history of race and Civil War memory, stretching back to the accounts that the soldiers themselves wrote after the battle. If we step back, however, it is impossible not to acknowledge the wide gulf with regard to race between the accounts the soldiers wrote and the way subsequent generations remembered and commemorated the event from the 19th century up to the eve of the Civil War sesquicentennial. It is the absence of race, exemplified here in Cold Mountain, that is the subject of this book, this process of preserving a certain kind of memory that moves to minimize or ignore the participation of USCTs in one of the bloodiest battles of the Civil War. Understanding how memory of this racial component was shaped at various points during the 150 years since the end of the war allows us the opportunity to peer into the changes and challenges experienced by the nation at large. More important, the study of memory allows us to understand the extent to which previous interpretations of the past were subject to political, social, and economic pressures, and how difficult it was for individuals and communities outside of dominant power structures to preserve and commemorate their preferred understanding of the past. This book has benefited from the vast amount of research that has been done over the past few decades on the Civil War and historical memory. It is not surprising that historians have embraced the study of Civil War memory. The Civil War is ideally suited to an examination of the cultural, social, and political shifts that have shaped our understanding of this nation's defining moment. One does not need to look far for evidence of the competing claims on history made by different social groups active in the decades following the war. From research on the influences of the Lost Cause to the role of national reconciliation, to the examination of individual battles, monument dedications, textbooks, children's literature, and commemorative rituals, the focus on memory has aided in uncovering the fluid cultural, political, and racial factors that in large part determined whose understanding of the past became legitimized and integral to the formation and maintenance of an evolving national identity. In many ways, this book builds on the scholarship of David Blight, whose book, Race and Reunion, introduced a readership to the subject of historical memory, a subject extending beyond the narrow confines of the academy. In Blight's view, the veterans on both sides of the Potomac chose to assign the deepest meaning of the war to the heroism and valor of the soldiers on the battlefield.